You may have noticed since Harvey came through Southeast Texas that there's just a heightened level of stress and anxiety. It's almost like it's in the air. And in particular, if your home was flooded or your neighborhood was flooded and you had to evacuate, if your workplace was flooded, or even just if people you love went through that really difficult experience, you may be finding that your own personal stress and anxiety are greatly heightened. And you may be experiencing some things like feeling really overwhelmed, feeling like, you know, I can't handle this, I can't do this. You might find yourself feeling really irritable, and maybe you get angry easily and you overreact to things, maybe. Maybe you're tearful all the time. Or it can be really common for someone to get really distracted and feel like, you know, I can't concentrate. Or maybe you're thinking, you know, I feel paralyzed, like I can't even make decisions. If you're in the faith walking community, you may find yourself saying, you know, my vows keep getting triggered. And what I want to say to you about that is that all of that is absolutely normal. I think sometimes we think, oh, does that mean I'm going crazy? Or does that mean my faith isn't strong enough? Or maybe I'm a weak person? Or maybe I'm not doing this right because I have these feelings or these symptoms. And what I want to be sure that you hear is that that is so normal. In a natural disaster, you have loss, you have grief, you have trauma. And these are natural kinds of reactions to loss and grief and trauma. And so it's not that you're doing it wrong, and it's not that you're not strong enough, but it is that you're a human being and you have a human brain. And what that means is that your brain is really well equipped to help you survive, to notice when something is dangerous and to lock in on that thing and to go into fight, flight, freeze mode as a way of keeping you safe. It's actually a good thing. But the floodwaters recede and things sort of go back to normal. But your brain, our brains, have not yet gotten the message. And so we don't go back to how it was before immediately. Our brains stay in that very hypervigilant place where they're trying to take care of us, that they are still secreting stress hormones into our systems. They are not yet clear that the danger is over and that they can go back to a healthy place where you're not so focused on the negative. And so time is going to take care of a lot of that. But if your life has been disrupted because you were flooded, maybe, you may notice that it takes a while. And so you may be thinking, so what can I do? One thing you can do is to look at some of the other videos in this series, because we're going to try to share some things with you that we think will help. Another thing you can do is to decide right now that if you need help, you'll reach out for it. That if the symptoms get to a place where they start disrupting your life and they don't seem to be getting better with time, that you'll talk to a pastor, a counselor, to your doctor, to your faith walking coach, to a friend, and that you'll just reach out for the kind of help that you need. And then also, it's a small thing, but just to remember, there are times that you may feel like, I'm not okay, but to be able to say to yourself, that's okay. This is normal. This is healthy. And I will be okay.